Hey, are you ready to co-collaborate with the universe in order to unlock, unleash, and truly step into the life of your dreams? Well, my beautiful soul, you are exactly where you need to be, and you're receiving the exact message you need to step into a realm where dreams become reality and desires manifest into existence. But before we get into this week's episode, it's that time of year where I open up the doors to my always sold out transformative program, ITM, Into the Mystic. And in 4 weeks together, you and I will deep dive into the mystical realm of feminine energy, harness the power of the sun and the moon, tap into the ancient wisdom of crystals, align with your highest potential through shadow work, and master the frequency of, you guessed it, M-O-N-E-Y, money. This is your chance to embrace abundance, fulfillment, and true manifestation like never before. And for my valued podcast listeners, I'm offering an exclusive 20% discount on enrollment with the code ITM20. ITM20. Plus, I offer flexible monthly payment plans that are available to everyone to make this life-changing experience happen. Don't let this opportunity slip away. Step into the Mystic, which starts May 26th, and unleash the power within you. To start right now, just slide your finger over to the show notes and enroll today. Learn how to manifest the life of your dreams.
You're listening to the Manifest Miracles podcast, dialed into the frequency of abundance, always and in always. I'm Michelle J. Lamont, a manifestation master, author, speaker, and coach. And for the last 5 years, I've obsessively dedicated my life to uncovering, dissecting, and analyzing every aspect of the practices and modalities in which we call manifestation. We truly are more powerful than we can even imagine, and fully capable of manifesting miracles on the daily. Now, I can't tell you which thought leader or topic we'll be discussing in our 30-minute pod, but I do guarantee that in every single episode, you will learn something about your divine power, the collective, and how to attract or manifest a life beyond your wildest dreams. So let's get started manifesting your miracle right now. Isn't that what you want to think? Isn't that what you want to feel? Is that the reality that you're living in? Welcome to Manifesting Miracles. I'm Michelle J. Lamont, and this is a little podcast that teaches you everything you need to know, every vibration, every modality, every practice, every opportunity that you have to create, transform, transmute, and align with your highest vibration and frequency. That, my friends, is what we do here. Now, if this is your first time listening, welcome, welcome, welcome. And if you are sending me your energy by tuning in week after week, listening to these podcasts over and over and over again around the globe, around this blue marble, I thank you. And no matter where you are energetically, if you're feeling at your lowest lows, or if you just had a breakup, if you're alone for a long time and thinking, when will I ever find a partner? If you're going from job to job to job and you just don't find a reality, a place that you sit, a place that feels like home. Well, these podcasts are intended to connect and ignite and empower you. That's right, you, my divine light energy beings. I love you. And from the bottom of my heart, I want you to know energetically, I love you. And when I say, shh, I'm busy manifesting, it's because I want you to examine all the frequency, all the noise in your life. Okay? And that's why I decided to call it this. Now, whether you are energetically connected here for the first time, or you are a loyal fan and you've heard me speak in places, you've attended one of my workshops, you've signed up for Alignment Exposed or other courses of mine, you've hired me to do one-on-one coaching, whether it's for relationships, money, love, to release your past, to let go of your limiting beliefs. I truly thank you. If you've hired me energetically by tuning in week after week after week and listening over and over and over again, I love you too, and I thank you so much, because from the bottom of my heart, we are all connected vibrationally, and everything in our reality is a vibration. Everything. Everything is an energy, a frequency, and a vibration. And I'm so excited that you're tuned in. I'm so excited that you're turned on. I'm so excited that you're here, because you, baby, no matter what level of the manifestation game you're in, whether you're a beginner, an intermediate, a medium, a superstar, a master, you will take away something from every single podcast, every single time, energetically, intellectually, emotionally, vibrationally, because that's what we do at Manifesting Miracles. I am ready to turn it up. So let's go. Whenever we set out to decide what it is that we truly want to manifest or co-create into our reality, we have to examine our lives. You know what I mean? Take real stock of our current situation and actually review the biases that we've grown up to accept and that we feel most comfortable in. We all have them. We all have them. I don't care who you're looking at walking down the street and you're thinking, oh, if I only look like him, look at his wife. I wonder what he does. Look at her. Look at that. Look at this. Those biases, when we look in the mirror, fuck, that's a big one. In my coaching clients and when I coach people, it seems like there's repetitive biases that come up all the time. One of the big ones is that change is hard, if you say so. It takes just as much effort to believe that change is hard as that to believe that change is happening. That it's me, myself, and I against the universe, against creator, against the world. Everybody has abandoned me. Everybody has betrayed me. Everybody has hurt me. Everybody has made sure that I stay in this small little motherfucking box. Is that the casket you're in right now? All of these biases, they are projected into every single aspect of our lives. From the cells in our DNA, they can hear it vibrationally, emotionally, and absolutely spiritually. Another one is like, only attractive people get opportunities. Only people who look a certain way, that we are limited by our environment. Now, here's another one I get from coaching clients. You know, I had this and this and this, and, you know, my parents never went to college and we never had this kind of situation. And that's why I'm at where I'm at, but I'm ready to change. Okay. Our race defines us. Our age, too young, not old enough, too old, irrelevant. Our sexual orientation defines us. Now, the big one to me is not using our suffering as a learning opportunity to dive deep into our subconscious and say, am I reacting out of fear? Is my bias here in the past or in the present? Because what do we know about our bias and what are we really aware of? When you're busy manifesting, much of the energy we bring into our reality is carrying luggage after luggage after luggage after baggage of our past. And we're not really in our present reality. Have you ever had to move out of your house or out of your apartment or out of your location? And you start packing things up and you're like, oh, I can give this away. I can throw this away. You're like, does anybody need 50 pounds of Kylie makeup? I no longer use it. And you start dissecting that stuff and you're like, trash pile, regular pile. Emotionally, where our biases are where our bags are packed. Now, are we free as a bird and ready to move into our future? And we have empty suitcases we're taking into our present? Or are we dragging this luggage around with us saying, yeah, but you know, I'm a female, or I'm Latina, or I'm Black, or I'm an immigrant, or I'm Asian, or I'm short, or I'm too tall. What is it vibrationally that you are currently aligned with and listening to that's creating these ideas and these biases into your manifestation game? You see, love, we are all connected. We're connected to our bias, our past, each other, and especially the co-creating universe that we all came from. Everything we think, we say, and we do, we believe, affects the collective, all of us together, as much as it impacts ourselves. We are all connected by the solar system, the earth, the universe, the creator, and most of all, each other. The life force that created everything, I call God, gave us free will when we came here to this planet to explore what we decide is going to be our lives. That's the most interesting and attractive part of manifestation. When you realize your free will are all those biases, and you say, you know what? I no longer have to tell anybody my swan song. If you don't know what that means, it's like my history, my past. You don't have to walk up to people and say, this person died, then this person died, then this happened, then this happened, then this, and that's why I'm here. You can just walk up and say, hi, I'm Michelle. And feel all that luggage, all that bias, all that wasted energy that you're dragging around that you don't have room to manifest more things into. So, you know, I'll go into it in a minute, but when I've been a business owner in the past, one of the things in my last company, which I still own, Lamont PR, one of the things in that was that I would do these think tank sessions where people would pay me to give me their business problems. And then I would review everything and tell them, here's where I see a hole. Here's where I think you can create something, because I didn't want to sign up for PR full time or whatever it was. Well, they were so convinced, most of the time, entrepreneurs, they were so convinced that they were right, that what they were doing was right, that they were just always putting squares into circles, all right? If you've ever seen a little kid and they have blocks and they're like, put this circle into the circle, put the square into the square, that's what I mean. And because they were unwilling to relearn new things, their baggage of their past, of their determination, was their best and their worst asset. We create our reality. We choose our manifestations. What are you choosing? When you look in the mirror and the bias comes up, what is it that you hear? When you think of yourself in these situations, what do you think of first? Where energetically are you most aligned in understanding, achieving, and attracting what it is that you want to manifest? You know, I'm going to go back and give you another situation. A lot of people talk about money. And the funny thing about money is that it's only energy. And I understand we need that energy to feed ourselves, to clothe ourselves, to entertain ourselves, you know, for our car, for our children, for our livelihood. But it's available everywhere. It's like water. It is trees. It grows on trees. And yet we put it on this unobtainable pedestal and think, oh, it's something that you have to work really hard for. You have to do all these things to have. And it's just so the opposite. And when I first started out my very first company, at the time it was Nixon's Top Dog Bakery and Boutique. And then that was my wholesale company. And then I shifted gears into retail because I believe evolution is change. And the more we change, the more we evolve, the bigger our expansion comes. And the more we want to manifest, the more open we have to be. And for carrying all these baggages from our past, we have no room in the suitcase for all the souvenirs of the future. All the things we want to attract into our life, we need space for. And that bias is the density. It's the density when you judge somebody, when you judge yourself, when you remove, when you bring in your past into your future, whether you believe it or not, whether you understand it or not, whether you're aware of it or not, I need you to be aware. I need you to understand. And when I was first starting out in business, Nixon's Top Dog was my wholesale company. And I did that for 3 years and I was losing money, and finally I shifted gears and became a retailer and everything. Went into retail and everything changed. But when I was first starting out, I wanted to get a bank loan. And all I had was college debt, a car, and a dream. And this vision, I had this intense dream about, I mean, like I was in this reality where this business was. And I believe it was my guides and my angels downloading information to show me the path. And I trusted that. No matter what my past told me, I had this unwavering belief that in business, I would always succeed in business. So you know how many banks I went to trying to get a loan? Take a guess. In your head right now, think of a number. Well, let me tell you, it was 12. I went to 12 different banks and all of them turned me down. But the second bank I went to, he just couldn't wrap his mind around the amount that I wanted. So I was so convinced that I could get this. I went back to this second bank and I laid out my plan and I told him what I was going to do with the money and I told him how I was going to make it grow. And we went from a $15,000 loan to a $5,000 loan. And the first weekend, he comes out to my store and he's looking around and it's full of customers. And he said, wow, it looks empty. I said, yeah, I sold out of everything. And he just looked at me. He goes, really? I go, imagine if you had given me the 15. And I paid that debt off as quickly as possible. And I never, ever got another business loan ever. And the more money I accumulated, the more business I had, the more people wanted to give me money when I didn't need it. But in my reality, I was going to find a way for this to happen. I was living in my own little bubble. You see what I mean? At that time, husband thought I was crazy. I said I needed to get a job. I needed to quit this. We were already in debt. This was a terrible idea. But in my mind, I only visualized being successful. I wasn't going to bring his biases, his fears, my past, my biases, my fears into this one space. Another thing that people constantly hire me to help them with is manifesting a mate, attracting a soul partner, a person that you can hold hands with and walk down the street and someone's thinking about you for dinner tonight. And when you are alone or dating or single, whatever you want to call it, I call it, I'm here, right? Because I'm here right now. I come across so many people that believe that their dating situation is like one of those time sand things. And that every bad match is one more little piece of grain of sand falling out of their time sand castle or apparatus. And they only have a little bit of sand left. And they got to hurry up and push and push and push. So they become more and more desperate. Instead of understanding that maybe vibrationally, you're not healed enough to attract this person that is really intended for you. Maybe they're not healed enough. Maybe you're both working on something together. And then when you're in a relationship and you're dating, it's like everywhere you go, people are hitting on you. It's that scarcity or that fulfilled energy that attracts more of the same. And because we live in those vibrational energies, we can't say, shh, I'm busy manifesting. Because we're busy criticizing, being critical, overthinking in this hamster wheel of endless repetition of thought, instead of vibrationally being aligned in the visualization and the manifestation energy of our present. When we only listen to ourselves, we can only manifest in our own reality. Those outside influences with their own biases are not relevant. But when you are still connected to those biases, right? When you're still thinking in your mind, change is hard. It's got to be me, myself, and I. All of this pain, all of this suffering, it's got me where I am today. And you haven't learned that it was a tool to release you, that you have dense space, that you need to adjust that frequency, that energy, that vibration. It's too heavy to take in the energy that's needed to evolve and expand to attract that new manifestation into your life. It's not based on your race or your sex or your gender. It's based on your energetic bias and frequency. And when you're busy manifesting, you're not asking 100 people what their opinions are of things. You're not concerned about whether this is a good time to start a business or not. You're just fully committed into the vibration and the ideal that you will manifest the things that you want to manifest. Because there is no difference in your mind on an old bias and thought and a future manifestation. When you live in your own little bubble and you can clear away those biases and stand in that mirror and look at yourself and say, why not? I am worthy. Look in the mirror. I am exactly where I need to be. I have learned from my suffering. I have forgiven it. And I understand that it is part of my path. When I look at myself in the mirror, do I see perfection? No. I look at myself in the mirror and I say, good for you. You made it another day to manifest something into your world, another day to take somebody to a place where they haven't been, another day to coach a client into that best relationship of their life, another day for me to coach somebody into their money abundance, another day to help them release themselves from their past. And every single day you get to wake up and think, what am I packing in my suitcase? And when I did these think tanks, the problem was these, let me figure out your problem in 90 minute sessions. There was only 24 hours in a day. And there's only so many seats on the plane that can be used by me. And you only have so many days in our life, in our earth life. Because as we know, science has proven that energy cannot die. So when we lose somebody from the planet Earth, they're in frequency. They're in energy. They're never gone. They're always here. We can always connect to them. We can always call on them. We say, you know what? I need help right now. And there's so many different ways that you can realize this bias. An easy way to tell is, like, let's say that you want to become a phenomenal person in the beauty industry. You know, you want to create an organic beauty line and you want everything to be about your past and your health and your history. And then you see somebody with the same path, the same history and the same situation doing 10 times better than you. And you're like, what's wrong with me? And you're looking at her or you're looking at that business and you're not happy for them. You're in a biased state believing that you're not worthy. Instead of reflecting on the situation, like, am I in the right business? Is this really what I want to do? If I won the lottery and all of my financial needs were taken care of, would I be doing this tomorrow? The answer for me is yes. Every time somebody DMs me, every time somebody hires me to coach them, every time somebody signs up for one of my courses, every time somebody shares one of my stories, one of my podcasts, writes a review, every single time, that is like me winning the financial and spiritual lottery. Because I believe that using my natural gifts and talents will support me for the rest of my life. And no matter what the marketplace says about how many people are doing it or how many people aren't, is no consequence to me. And it should be no consequence to you. You can manifest that mate. You can manifest that opportunity. You can release yourself from your limiting past. You can visualize your future. Empty out your suitcases and open up your opportunities by releasing those biases and staying in your mental acuity long enough to use an eraser on that timeline that you constantly review. And if you put it from birth to now and you start marking all the situations that impacted your life, on the below line you write, death of mother, death of brother, death of sister, baby died, I was raped, car accident, defrauded, bankrupt, I defrauded somebody. And then on the above line of the timeline you put, now I have an angel, I'm going to be a psychologist to help rape victims. I'm going to be a financial advisor. I'm going to be a beautician because I was bullied and now I'm going to be on the other side. Whatever it is, if you look on the opposite side, and this is not just having a positive mindset. This is understanding that those biases were stepping stones to the evolution, the expansion of the free will that you have here on the planet Earth to manifest anything into your reality that is for your highest and your best good. And I understand this with every depth of my soul. And I challenge you to only visualize in your profound, limitless mind. Take that eraser of your timeline and erase the bottom part and only look at what that taught you, what it brought into your existence. Where did you expand and where are you still trapped? Change is hard. Biases are real. The past did happen, but if you were going on a trip and you had 3 suitcases and 2 were full of clothes and 1 was for future shopping, do you ever really wear all the clothes in the suitcases? No, you don't. We always overpack, right? And what are you overpacking from your past that you're dragging into your future? Because when you're busy manifesting, you're intently visualizing all the time that you are currently in that reality, that you are currently in that state of abundance. When you worry about the who, the what, the where, the how, the when, you are in the ego, edging God out. You are in the A part of your brain, the control part of your brain, the amygdala instead of the frontal cortex. And when you focus in on the things that you do best, that make you feel like a 10 out of 10, and you say, excuse me, move over, I got this. I want you to visualize that in all the areas. Any place that you see weakness, look at it in the opposite way. Look down on the ground and energetically think that you're carrying these suitcases. And in order for you to have stuff to put in this for the future you, these suitcases need to be empty. These biases need to be left in the past. The timeline has to be erased. The thought process has to evolve and expand and grow because you are worthy of it. You are a love, light, energy being, and you are so fucking powerful, man. You are limitless abundance on every single level if you choose it. If you choose this reality, present time. And I'll end with Buddha. The Buddha says, suffering is living in a moment that has already passed or worrying about a moment that has yet to occur. Being in your present awareness only aligns you with your present reality. Well, I hope that this really opened up your heart and your mind and your energy and your expansion. But if you need more help, you can call me. We can do a 1-hour session. We can do a 90-minute session. We can do month-to-month coaching. We can get on a 6-month program and sign up for one of my courses. Or energetically, you can share my podcast on your social media. You can send it out to your coworkers, your friends, your family. You can write a nice review for Michelle. And energetically, I'm so thankful for you. No matter where we are connected, we're connected here every single week, and I love you for it. I'm Michelle J. Lamont, and until next time, go manifest your miracle today.